used to have clusters of berries on it. Some people call it poison.
Well, I don't know what it was or not.
Sumac or sumac?
Right there?
You got sumac or sumac?
Yeah, we have that bush. Yeah, it's not really a tree. It's more, well, once in a while you'll see them about that big around, but they're selling well. And we have the...
What is that?
Locust tree.
What was that you're talking about?
The sumac.
Yeah.
Most of the time they just mold and die out, you know. Then there's tree, there's bushes that trees on the side of the road coming in here, and yeah, the fence road there. There's a pomosa.
Yes. Now.
And we have the prickly ash, and then we have the ash tree. Prickly ash, they don't grow, get much bigger than that. And they stick it all up and down. Thorn look short thorns like. Then we have a thorn tree. We have a black locust.
Okay. Okay, now on to something else. When a married woman couldn't make up her mind about something, she'd say, I better ask my...
Ask my husband, the old man. It's old different man. Types.
Okay.
Different sayings it had.
A woman who's lost her husband is a...
Widow.
What if
her husband has lost his wife, a widow. Widower.
What if he just ran away from her?
Well, she quit her, she's a grass widow. Or the woman that quit the man, he's a grass widower.
Yeah. Now, a kind of a name that a child would be known for in the family?
Nickname
or something like that? Did you have one?
Oh, it's all kinds of peculiar names. They come off of, most of them are children start them off. Now, my cousin's wife down here, they had a sister, she's dead now. They called her Bista. How do you reckon that name got started? When the kids were little and couldn't talk good, the old folks said this was Big Sister. And they could say Bista. And she had that nickname till she died. My brother lives over here at Jackson. His name was Melba, M-E-L-B-A. When we were little fellas, we called him Mubbo. That's the way we pronounced it. And then we got it down to Bo. That's the way he got, and he's known all throughout the country, everywhere, as Bo Harvey. There's just so many different ways, you know, they get to those nicknames.
Yeah. Now, something you put a baby in, and then it would lie down in that have wheels on it, you know, those big wheels?
Well, that was a baby buggy, I reckon.
And you'd put the baby in it and go out and...
Walk out with it, shove it.
Yeah. Say you were going out to what?
Well, not for a walk or a ride.
Do what?
Country people didn't have those baby buggies very much, though. Because it wasn't enough grass and dirt to roll them on, you know.
Yeah.
Few people had them. But they generally had a baby bed of some type.
Yeah. If a woman was going to have a child, we say she's...
Pregnant. With God.
Other ways of saying that. So what about two women that were talking together? They'd say, well, she's
pregnant.
Yeah, okay. You ever hear folks saying leg broke or anything like that?
Well, I reckon I have had, but didn't pay much attention, didn't with him said much, you know.
What about if a woman wasn't married?
Well,
let's say she got herself.
Well, she just got slipped up on or something like that, you know.
Well, something about you ever hear knocked up or anything?
Mm, yeah, well, you hear that, say, well, once in a while.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, if a boy and his father had the same type hair and eyes and that sort of thing, you'd say the boy, what, he...
Oh, a spitting image of his daddy or something like that.
Yeah.
Different remarks, you know.
What if the boy started picking up a lot of bad habits like his daddy did? Maybe if he was a drinker, that sort of thing.
Well, that's a...
What would they say about him?
Well, he's rough and rowdy. Oh, people, the family didn't say that much about him, you know, especially.